From the WRD Entertainment Newsroom, I'm Rob Grace in for Gary B. with a look at news online, a courtesy of Liberty Bank. Independence County detectives are working on two recent burglaries. One occurred earlier this week at the city's North Ball Complex. Police say someone forcibly entered a concession stand. Nothing was reported missing since the ballparks are closed for the winter. However, over $1,300 damage was done to the window bars that were removed from the brick and mortar. Other damage included the plexiglass and the building's metal door and frame. Police say they do have video of the break-in. The second burglary was apparently interrupted in progress at the Frankie A. Parrish residence in Magnus. Police say Parrish returned to his home around 1:30 Thursday morning and heard a loud noise coming from inside. When Parrish went inside, he heard the sound of glass breaking in a bedroom, which was apparently the intruder jumping out the window. Police say the burglar didn't have time to steal anything. About $100 damage was done to the window. A former Bella Vista police officer has been sentenced to 30 days in jail for the death of a man following a vehicle chase. Benton County prosecutors had charged Coleman Brackney with felony manslaughter, but he pled guilty to misdemeanor negligent homicide under an agreement reached between prosecuting attorney Van Stone and defense lawyer Drew Miller. He was sentenced Thursday. Authorities say Brackney shot James Ahern six times January 20th. Brackney had been questioning people about recent break-ins in the area. An Arkansas State Police investigation determined that the sixth shot came after Ahern appeared to be surrendering and wouldn't have had use of his right arm because of an earlier round Brackney had fired. Brackney has said he feared Ahern was trying to kill him with his vehicle. Arkansas officials say a man was killed in a hunting accident near Boston in the northwest part of the state. Game and Fish officials tell KFSM-TV that the man was identified as 34-year-old Galen Dowdy. Investigators say it appears Dowdy's shotgun fired as he was trying to get off a four-wheeler. Governor Mike Beebe says he'll fight any attempt to use the general revenue for improving Arkansas highways. Beebe says the legislature can refer a tax proposal to voters as a way to generate needed money. He says voters would be willing to support a road funding ballot item if it's properly developed and clearly explained. And that's a look at news. I'm Rob Grace in for Gary B. Have a great day.